With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israel's military, the IDF, has issued its most detailed warning yet to the Hezbollah terrorist group in neighboring Lebanon, saying it will be, quote, ready to attack immediately if provoked. The military has recounted its actions along the northern border in the war with Gaza and made a rare acknowledgement of airstrikes against terrorists inside Syria. It says it doesn't want war, but it's ready. Republican Nikki Haley, no plans to quit the presidential race anytime soon.
She trails Donald Trump in the polls, and most pundits view her candidacy as a long shot. But Haley said she's not going anywhere. She told reporters that if she can keep closing the gap, her campaign will continue. In her calculus, the GOP primary has barely begun, with just two states having voted so far. Haley's refusal to quit has angered the former president, who has reacted to name-calling and increased personal attacks against Haley at the risk of alienating moderate voters and suburban women. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Avalanche forecasters trying to curb deaths as skiers and snowmobilers flock to the country's rough areas.
Four people have already died this year in snowslides in Wyoming, Colorado, Idaho, and California. In Montana, snowmobile outfitter Shannon Abelseth says business owners like him have been more aggressively pushing their advice about avalanches.
It's got to be done. Yeah, everybody in this community. We don't like to send people home in body bags.
Doug Shabo, the director of the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center, says forecasting has become better, and so have people being educated about the dangers.
If you're caught in an avalanche, you have an 80% chance of survival if you're dug up in 10 minutes.
I'm Julie Walker.
Another Pineapple Express storm closing in on California today. They've been preparing for a couple of days for it. Flooding and mudslides expected. This is SRN News. Christians from all over North Dakota gathered last month to pack meals for poor people in distant lands.
We were shooting for 10 million meals. We ended up with 9.7 million meals, which is far and away more than we have ever produced before. The last time we produced anything even close to that was 5 million meals in Miami years ago.
Judy Smith is a spokesman for the ministry Feed My Starving Children.
We send these meals to our network of partners, and they are incredible. They work in almost 100 countries across the globe, and they are doing that on-the-ground, hard work, seemingly impossible work every day. And they use FMSC food to support the work that they're already doing.
Since the ministry got started back in 1987, it has produced and shipped more than 4.25 billion meals all around the globe. FMSC has 8 permanent packing sites in 4 states, and it also holds pop-up events such as the one recently concluded at the Fargo Dome. This is SRN News. Federal investigators are learning more about last month's deadly crash of a medical helicopter in Oklahoma.
Authorities say a dead goose was found within the helicopter that went down, killing all 3 people on board. The preliminary report by the NTSB does not cite a suspected cause of the crash, but it does note one goose was found in the flight control system. Several others were found in the debris field. Helicopter crash January 20th, 60 miles west of Oklahoma City, killing the pilot and both medical crew members. Jason Walker reporting.
Taylor Swift's going to the Super Bowl. Oh, you knew it was going to happen. It had to happen, right? Even though she's holding concerts in Japan through February 10th and the big game's the next day, she said she'll hop a jet late that night and, thanks to time differences, get back to the U.S. with a whopping case of jet lag in time for the big game. This is SRN News.